In translation, the names of these streets, Minderbrudersrow, Minderbruderstraat, refer to the order of the Friars Minor. Around the corner, we find a reference to the Sisters Dominicans. Here, we are at the entrance gate of the Academy of Fine Arts, now a department of the Antwerp University. This gate offers a vague view of a large, nondescript building. Until 1797, it was the monastery church of these Friars Minor. At least 5 paintings by Rubens were hanging in that church, and several by Van Dyck and other Antwerp masters. Rubens had been commissioned by his patron and friend, Nicolaas Rokox. The result was the triptych, Christ Showing His Wounds, originally hanging in the monastery church, but today at KMSKA. 3 others also ended up in the KMSKA collection: the previously described The Lance Sting by Rubens and or Van Dyck, the wide format painting Lamentation of Christ by Van Dyck, and the accompanying portrait of Abbot Scaglia. It was also in this street that Antony Van Dyck had his home and first studio. Like all dwellings at the time, it had a name: the Cathedral of Cologne. To get a better idea of those earlier Baroque times, take a look at house numbers 30 and 32. The one on the right, number 30, is called the Dragon, the Drac, and was built around 1628. It is probable that Antony himself saw it being built. It has a uniform grey look. There is no decoration to distract you. This facade illustrates the transition from the stylish Renaissance to the Baroque. At house number 32, Van den Kerkhoven family, we move to a more elegant period, later in the 17th century. The abundant decoration on this facade shows exactly how Rubens and Jordaens had become influences with their own houses and paintings. We continue our route through the narrow and angular Frederikinnenstraat. These female Dominicans had fled from another town. In Antwerp, they first rented the Cathedral of Cologne. This must have been Antony's house, as there was not a second house with that name. Later, the nuns bought a spacious building in an adjoining block of houses. For Van Dyck, this is an important place. Antony's father, François, had fallen into financial disgrace shortly before his death, 1622, and he was probably also in poor health. He received the necessary nursing care from the nuns. To fulfill a promise by his father and out of his own gratitude, Antony offered them a painting for their monastery chapel, today in the KMSKA collection online. In this painting, the Christ on the cross, Christ is joined by Saint Dominic, the founder, and by Catherine of Siena, the great female saint of the order. You can identify them by their black and white robes. To bring Jesus' sacrifice closer to home, a faint silhouette of Antwerp Cathedral can be seen in the background.